Babka from Basel is a very, very dear guy and loves to play. And so we started international communications through the good offices of John Jellia and Zinia Bunchorn a few years ago. And last year we played a little concert here the day after Deep River. And we had so much fun that we thought we would indulge ourselves again by doing it. So this is mostly for our own pleasure, but we're hoping, I mean, at least we got people into the museum, so that's a start. We're going to play a mix of music today, which I like to do because I like a lot of old stuff, and we're here at the museum. Kevin, among other things, as you will see later in the concert, I hope, Kevin volunteered, you didn't forget the other prize. Oh, okay. Kevin is an instrument repair person, and he made significant repairs on some of the historical pipes that we have in the museum. Last July, he and John Jellia and I came down here and we poked around, and we decided that a series of the Plus pipes, the famous Crosby model Plus pipes, could be reconditioned, and we would have a little set. So last summer, we had this idea that it would be nice if you could hear some historical pipes that were played, get played again. And so we're going to play one piece using those pipes, and I'll tell you more about that later. But we're trying pretty hard here in the Pipe and Drum Museum to improve the museum, to continue doing the work that Ed Olson, who, as we all know, sadly died this week, the work that Ed Olson did to create this museum. This museum, the best of my knowledge, is very, very largely the work of Ed Olson's fanatical dedication and his sociability and his curiosity about old drum corps guys and his ability to tell old drum corps stories, without which we wouldn't have any of this stuff, which I think is very special. So Kevin volunteered to recondition the pipes, and we're going to be trying to have more pipes reconditioned and get work done on drums. Drum heads, as you know, are very expensive. Just getting materials would be a problem. But we'd like to have a whole set of historical instruments that we could play and demonstrate for people so you could see drums from 150 years ago, 200-year-old drums, famous drums by famous makers, and have those playable here at the museum. We could use them for certain events. Same thing with the pipes. I think that would be a good use of our time here for pipes and drums. So that's partly the range of what we're doing. The first piece we're going to play for you today is a little performed classic by John Jellia called 18th Century Express. Thank you. The next piece is a little virtuoso number that Jonathan Knight wrote and John Chalier harmonized. It's going to be played as a duet. And I will say that Xenia gave a crafty little smile on Friday afternoon before we practiced it the last time. She said, "Well, we have to show up a little." Books. John Chalier arranged it, and I remember many times hearing Ed say how much he liked that number. And sometimes when we'd be hanging around fighting and drumming with people, sometimes he would just get the urge to play something slow, and we would play this in its natural state. But we've doctored it up a little bit for this ensemble, and the tune is "Flee as the Bird."
Thank you.
folk tunes, tunes from God knows where, that he had in his head, just like he had a million drum corps stories, he had a million tunes. And he would be pulling them out and say, do you remember this one? And I spent a lot of time with people of his generation, the Mariners, Wolfson and Roy Watkins and Kenny Lemon and Ned Classy, who wrote Alan Brothers especially. And they had all this wonderful repertory. I think the nicest Piper drum repertory to play that I knew. And I think I just love that music, and I'm always honored to have a chance to play some of it. But this is a piece that Ed put together for the Ancient Mariners, and I don't think I ever hear it played, so I'm sort of prepared. There might be some Mariners throwing their names out or something soon, but we're just doing it. We're not trying to be the Ancient Mariners or anything like that, which we obviously didn't do. We're just playing one of those pieces that Ed put together as a way of honoring him, the Luke of his death. He did a lot for drum corps, and he loved these tunes. So I'm trying to play some for you. I think it's great music. So, most of you will know it. It's called the Union Jack. time that we've got to try to put something together. I'd like to introduce our wonderful fight section, Kevin Klopka.
Thank you.
published very early in the 20th century by a group of Civil War veterans. That's a short version of that story. And a lot of wonderful tunes of that period, late 19th, early 20th century. And it was reprinted in 1931. And a lot of the kind of music that some of us grew up with, John Childe and me and Donnie, that was a standard book. Lots and lots of tunes were taken from there. And then people got more interested in older historical books. This military thing became very popular. People wanted authentic Civil War tunes, authentic Revolutionary War tunes. And the American Veteran Fifer, right, like Stephen Daskovitz, right?
Yeah.
And the American Veteran Fifer, that kind of quickstep tune, is not quite as popular as it once was. Ed Olson loved that stuff. And he used to tell me, I used to ask him about all these tunes that he had. And he said, well, we're called quickstep fifers. That was the term that was used. We were quickstep fifers, not virtuoso fifers like the regimental kinds of things, not the military fifers who would play just strict military things. But people played quicksteps in parades and musters. And I would say that Ed Olson and that whole generation of people I mentioned before, that you know, most of you know, like my family, those guys really, really, really knew how to have fun when they were fighting the government. They had a lot of fun, and they taught me how to have a lot of fun. And this is the kind of music they played all the time. I think it's a very good kind of music to have fun with. So, all those guys used to play these blues fifes that Kevin reconditioned. I really think this is a very nice thing for the museum. If you've never played one of these and you're a fifer, we're going to try to encourage people to get some experience with the ten-hole fife, big bore fifes, the fifes with all sorts of modern conveniences, have really taken over the fifing world in a really big way. I found an interesting photograph, for any of you who also like history, of the famous regimental fife club that John remembers, playing at the Deep River Muster about 1955 or 56, with a microphone. Three fifers, John McDonough, Jimmy Douglas, and McElhaney, standing around there playing blues fifes, playing the regimental stuff on blues fifes. Do you remember that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the blues
fifes. 4 years before the big transformation.
Yeah, just before. How many years?
4 years.
4 years before the big transformation. And now, in that generation, in our lifetime, well, as you can see, John and I look pretty darn old now. But in that lifetime, people went from the blues fife being the normal fife in an ancient court playing with no harmony or almost no harmony, to the point where the fifes that these guys can climb up. This is sort of the normal thing that top fifers tend to do now. So we'd like to send you back to history and play the fifes that I kind of fight stuff that I always had in my mind. So these are three tunes from the American Veteran Fifer. Ed loved these things, and Ed was very intelligent and articulate. He was a wonderful storyteller, and he loved these silly little word games, jokes. He's a wonderful joke teller and storyteller. And whoever put this book together, I would just like to shoot, but now I'm sure he's gone, I don't have to bother. There are all these terrible alliterations that go in the names, and all three of these things. The first one is called Eddie Littleton's Libation, and Ed loved that title. I think it was the very last night I played for him. So look like Eddie Littleton's Libation. I love these names. And Denman Duncan's Drumbeat and Bogart's Banquet. We're also put Finnegan's Wake in the middle of it. But this will give you an idea of what a lot of fifers and drummers would have been playing in the 1930s and 40s and 50s. These are really popular kinds of tunes at that time. Okay. Thank you. Murphy's Hornpipe. Might have a nice crisp 96. Thank you.